police probing an aggravated burglary at a St. George bar caught on video. Business shift from U.S. shipping leads to holiday delays despite improved pricing. An activist says that government missed the mark in renaming of the Parkinson Resource Center. And a school in Jamaica in mourning this Christmas as a child is killed by a garbage truck. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. The Barbados Police Service has launched an investigation into an aggravated burglary at a bar in St. George last night. A widely circulated social media video shows at least three armed masked men entering the establishment, pointing guns and demanding money. At one point, one of the assailants slapped a woman who appeared to be asleep before the men took cash from a patron and fled. The video, which is over a minute long, has been shared extensively across social media platforms. Police have confirmed to Starcom Network News the incident is legitimate, and they say efforts are underway to locate the suspects. Strategic decision to scale back shipping out of the United States ahead of the recently imposed tariffs has resulted in delays in product arrivals for the Christmas season. Managing Director of Abeds, Eddie Abed, told Starcom Network News that while the company's adjustments have helped secure better pricing for consumers, the move has also created unexpected challenges in shipping logistics throughout the holiday period.
As you can imagine, many of us importers shifted our procurement away from the U.S. because of the tariffs, because of all of the instability going on there, to other primary markets from which we could source. And with that came new logistics, new experiences, new shipping companies that we hadn't necessarily dealt with that had a good sense of how it was, how it would go. And generally speaking, it hasn't been bad, but we have found absolutely that containers that are stuck in a rush at the end of November going into December have been seriously affected. And we had a container that was due December 2nd, we're now told it's going to get here December 23rd. And still, that's not a guarantee.
However, Mr. Abed has reported an increase in sales this season since the end of November.
This year, Black Friday, for us at all of our stores, was very powerful and robust. So we got a good sense that it should be a strong season leading up to the 24th of December. I get feedback daily from my stores, and they all indicate that merchandise is moving, that they're happy with the progress of sales, and the bigger picture is that we have right quality, right look, right pricing.
Managing Director of Abeds, Eddie Abed. Community activist Undine Whitaker says government has fallen short with its decision to rename the Parkinson Resource Center as the De La Bradshaw Resource Center. In a statement issued to the media, Ms. Whitaker argued that the facility should have been renamed jointly in honor of both De La Bradshaw and Hamilton Lashley, or alternatively, that Mr. Lashley should have been given the sole distinction.
I think that it is not justice being done for a man whose name is always associated with violence. I'm not saying that De La Bradshaw may not have done some work in the community, but I know that there are organizations, there are buildings, there are structures which have two, if not three names associated with them. I think the residents know of his involvement, know of this work, know of the activity which he would have encouraged. And I think that those persons who are old enough will know that the pine had a stigma of Peter Pine, Peter Perry, and Peter Prison. And because of his community organization and involvement, that label was dispelled, that statement was removed because of what became of the excellent work, the outstanding leadership of Lashley.
That's community activist Undine Whitaker in the lunchtime edition. The Movement for Social Justice in Trinidad and Tobago is declaring its solidarity with Venezuela, arguing that the country's sovereignty is being undermined. Speaking to Starcom Network News from Caracas, Deputy Political Leader Radhika Gulbant said the organization believes external forces are disrespecting Venezuela's right to self-determination.
America is trying to revive their Monroe Doctrine, which is practically dead. You know, so we think the people of Venezuela have a problem with its leadership. It's due process through elections. And another government shouldn't think President Maduro shouldn't be the president. They have their own people. And as known in the media, she clearly declared that if she's president, all companies in Venezuela would be American. You see, so as a small nation, Trinidad and Tobago, we have a lot of respect for sovereignty, and that is why we're in solidarity with Venezuela.
Ms. Gobatz added that the average Trinidadian does not support any move toward military action in the region.
Trinidad is known for its neutrality. We always stand together with CARICOM, and CARICOM signed to that declaration of the area being a zone of peace. And our sitting Prime Minister, Mrs. Bisesa, she signed that document in CELAC declaring that that Caribbean area is a zone of peace. So now she's twisting that terminology to petty it, to make it look as something local, crime in Trinidad and Tobago. So the average Trinidad population is not in support.
Deputy political leader of the Movement for Social Justice, Radhika Gulbans. A retired U.S. Marine has assured the world that no violence would have been involved in the seizure of an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. Mark Kansian, while watching the operation unfold, told the BBC that violence would have been a last resort, and there was none.
Well, this kind of operation is routine for the military. The Navy, Coast Guard, and SOF do this routinely. They train to it. They've done it many times in the past. The Navy and the Coast Guard can board either by helicopter or by small boats alongside. This appears to have been a special operations group that landed by helicopter on the deck. Once they're on the deck, they would go up to the bridge to take control. They might also go down to the engine room. The crews have been trained not to resist. So this, although the troops were armed, this rarely involves any violence.
Retired U.S. Marine Mark Kansian. U.S. President Donald Trump said, marking a sharp escalation in Washington's pressure campaign against Nicolas Maduro's government is his first priority. Finally, in Manchester, Jamaica, a school is in mourning this Christmas after a child was killed this morning by a garbage truck. Anthony Lugg has more.
Reports indicate that a garbage truck was exiting Bonita Heights onto Bonita Crescent when it hit Amoya, who was standing at the intersection. She was dragged several feet before the truck came to a stop. The incident has sent shockwaves throughout the community, leaving parents, teachers, and residents in grief. School officials say the campus has plunged into mourning.
That's TVJ's Anthony Lugg. Recapping the headlines. Police probe an aggravated burglary at the St. George Bar caught on video. A business shift from U.S. shipping leads to holiday delays despite improved pricing. An activist says government missed the mark in renaming of the Parkinson Resource Center, and Dean Whitaker making that call. Trinidad's Movement for Social Justice voices support for Venezuela amid regional tensions. And a school in Jamaica in mourning this Christmas as a child this morning killed by a garbage truck. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network news channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network news on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.